Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We, of course, are continuing our darting across Connecticut. We are at Malilly's on Main Street in Portland. It's like a who's who here. I mean, we can get our boss here. It's, you know, we got a lot going on. Come down and have some breakfast. I haven't been able to get mine yet. I've had plenty of coffee, though. Not my 400 milligrams. And we're talking with, you know, everybody. And Sean Hayes, who owns Brownstone Park here in Portland, also owns Powder Ridge. Where is Powder Ridge again?
Powder Ridge is over in Middlefield, Connecticut.
For some reason, my kid's school went to Sundown, but I love, like, the ski places in Connecticut are hysterical to me because it's like, I go there, they scare the heck out of me because it's like, you ever see Hot Tub Time Machine? I swear to God. So, like, I feel like Sundown is like Hot Tub Time Machine for middle schoolers. Like, it's just like, they just own the place. And, I mean, it's hysterical. But we'll talk about that in a second because if Brownstone Park is here in Portland. And it's so cool. And you and your brothers built this from nothing.
Yeah, it was an old flooded quarry, like hundreds across the country, abandoned.
How deep does it go?
That's the unique. It's 110 feet straight to the bottom.
Holy crow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, it's deep. So we require
everyone. You lose a wedding ring, you're not finding it.
No, we've had some, too. Can you go down and find my engagement ring? And it's like, no.
So how did you come up with the concept? Talk to me about it.
You know, it was a very simple concept because we grew up at a time in the 70s and 80s where we could go out and enjoy life, explore, discover, you know, climb trees, jump
over
cliffs.
Because you weren't supervised.
And that's right. Yeah. And you know, scrape our knees and et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted to give our kids that same opportunity but in a safe environment. So we created Brownstone for kids and adults to go out and discover, climb, jump, swim, scuba dive, you know, extremes, but in a safe and controlled manner.
Sure.
And be a part of the community. And it's not just a place for customers to come, but it's a place for the kids in this community to have their first jobs. We employ 250 18 to 25-year-olds mostly, and it's
that
their first
job. Frightening, by the way.
It does. It's a challenge, but it gives them an opportunity to discover again who they are.
Yeah.
So it's about discovery.
Well, the truth is, like, there's so many questions from that. From, you know, I had some jobs in the service industry, whether it's waiting tables or bartending or whatever, and there's a whole social culture about that. I'm sure, like, the social culture of working at Brownstone Park must be incredible.
Oh. And, you know, we get them eat both sides. So you get the kid that comes in and discovers, oh, this is real work. I'm not doing this.
Right.
I mean, he's gone within a week. But those that stick with us, they're with us for their junior, senior year in high school, all through their college career.
Oh, yeah.
And then they move on to their real jobs. And it's a place for the community to gather.
We're talking with Sean Hayes, who owns Brownstone Park in Powder Ridge. So tell me, just go through the list, because I find this amazing. So what are the things you, like, give me a couple of the highlights of, like, what is most popular at the park.
When we look at it, it's our zip lines. We have, you know, right now I think it's 14 to 16 zip lines. So you can step off to the side of a cliff and go across, and you skim across the surface of the water on these zip lines. You can go cliff jumping. You know, you can go rock climbing, you can go scuba diving, snorkeling, swimming. We have giant inflatable obstacle courses, so you're climbing, and it's real fun in a safe environment. And of course, our rope swings. So, you know, it's all these what I call adventure sports, challenging yourselves. And we just make sure we warn the parents out there. Guys, you're not 20-something anymore, and you can't keep up with your teenage kid all day long.
Right.
So please be aware.
I won't even ask you what your insurance must be because it sounds super fun. A couple quick questions. Like, how much – you do season passes, I know, but, like, if you wanted to take the family for a day, like, what's the cost range we're talking about?
You know, we try to keep it simple. Okay, so it's our swim pass is $39, all-day pass, full access, and then it's a $49 adventure pass, which includes all the activities in the park except for wakeboarding. If you want to upgrade, it's $10 more for wakeboarding, and that's it. So you now, here's the big advantage with Brownstone. We don't charge you for parking. The town has cooperated, providing parking for the facility, and we don't restrict. You can bring your own picnic lunch. No grilling, but you can bring your own food.
So you can sell it, but if people want to bring it, they bring it. They can stay there all day.
That's right. So we get big families coming in, 10, 15 people. They bring in their own lunch, and they can afford a great day at the park.
How is business?
Business this year is phenomenal. We've got, you know, all the things are clicking back. Since COVID, it has been a struggle for Brownstone. The first year coming out of COVID, mom and dad weren't ready for their teenage kids to go back to work.
Right.
So we had to restrict our capacity. Last year we had rain. We're very weather dependent every weekend. This year, all things combining, we got our employees back. We got the weather cooperating, so we're having a good season at Brownstone.
So go to all you have to do, honestly, go to brownstonepark.com and take a look at all the things that they have. I had no idea. And it's just really, like, when I think of, like, just taking the kids and just plugging in and going, you know, it's just a great way to be outside. And speaking of plugging, without, you know, any electronics or what have you. So it's,
and that's the key.
It's, yeah, to get them to just focus on the experience and having fun without that device. We're talking with Sean Hayes from Brownstone Park and also Powder Ridge. Can I ask you a Powder Ridge question?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I talked about Ski Sundown and my kids. The whether you're – I'm not getting into a climate change debate, but with – the winters being what they are, is snow making enough to offset the lack of natural snow? And like, I find that business to be so fascinating because it's such feast or famine. But is it not a famine as much now because you can control the snow?
You know, you can. We have what I'll call traditional snow making. So you need 27 degrees wet bulb temperature, mixed between humidity and temperature, to make snow. Okay? And if you get, you know, a good stretch of 4 or 5 nights, you can make enough snow to cover these mountains. There's no doubt about it. But we've even hedged it beyond. This year we invested in what's called a snow factory. It's 2 giant container trailers that came in from Italy, and it makes snow, basically, inside of it, no matter what the outside temperature is. So we will,
and then you spray it out?
Then we spray it out, and we leave it in piles. So we will begin making snow for the first time at Powder Ridge starting October 1st.
Wow.
Leave it in piles, and we guarantee we will open on Black Friday for skiing and tubing.
No matter what.
No matter what.
It must cost a lot.
It's an investment, but it's an investment in the community. It's an investment for our customers. But most importantly, how do you sell a ticket if you don't know when? So this gives us the ability to pre-sell tickets to make people assured that there will be snow on this hill.
Do you get stressed out about the, you have these two businesses that they, like, people's health and well-being are, like, in peril at all times?
And we do. And, you know, we're very cautious about that. We all, and that's the big thing about our employees, you know, it's all about the safety. We're pushing safety, but there are inherent risks in both of the, you know, you can't put, you know, somebody said it to me this way. Look, if you put a piece of wood on your feet and jump off the side of a mountain, there's inherent risks.
Right. There's a downside.
So we limit those the best we can. We educate the consumer the best we can. And that's what we go for.
I'm definitely going to go down to brownstonepark.com and look at all the water sports in an old quarry. It's awesome. And, of course, Powder Ridge. Sean, it's great to meet you. And best of luck with your businesses.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.